If you or your children are in high school, Pamela Silberman, Director of Communications at the Utah System of Higher Education, says it's time to plan.
It does require a family to do a lot of thinking and not just wait until, you know, spring of senior year of high school and say, gee, what am I doing for college?
Luckily, parents and students don't have to do it alone. Silberman says from now until mid-October, financial aid experts will be traveling to 19 different high schools across the state to meet with students and parents. In addition, there are websites designed to walk teens and parents through the process.
One great website that we have is called StepUpUtah.com, and that will have information about how do you pay for college, what are the high school requirements that you should be pursuing depending on what sort of degree you think you want. And it leads you to another website called UtahFutures.org where a student can actually track their planning, take practice tests.
The state is currently in the middle of an initiative to get 66% of the adult population to have some form of post-secondary degree or credential by the year 2020. Silberman says that goal is obtainable in part to the Beehive State's tuition prices, which she says are more affordable than in most states.
If we look at it as a percentage of household income, in the last 10 years, it's only gone from about 3% to 6% of household income. So even though tuition has risen, it's still not a huge chunk of a household's income.
Utah is home to 8 public and 3 private colleges and universities. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.